Des Trollope has made it. Well done, Des. You had a bit of a journey here.
Yes, I did. Traffic, but just normal for Cambridge.
Just normal for Cambridge. You're here now. That's a good thing. Now, you're here from Rowan. Tell me a little bit about Rowan, first of all.
Yeah, Rowan's been going for about 30 years, and it's an arts centre who works specifically with adults with learning disabilities. But we try and create really good art, and so quality is really important to us. We take commissioned work and we sell work privately and to corporate bodies and that sort of thing. And so we've got a number of studios, and we do printmaking, woodwork, ceramics. We work in textiles as well, mixed media. And we also do drama and music.
And you produce some lovely things, but presumably there's, as well as producing beautiful things, there's a therapeutic role that arts and crafts play.
Yes, although we don't do art therapy specifically, there is a therapeutic role for it, because a lot of our students who come to us have learning disabilities, but also have other issues around mental health and physical disabilities as well. And so what we're offering them is a meaningful activity where they have opportunities for self-expression, and we help them build their self-esteem and that sort of thing.
And you have some very talented artists among the people who use your services.
Yes, we do. All our tutors are artists in their own right, practicing artists, and a lot of our students are really promising as well.
And of course, there's no reason that's, I mean, it's an obvious thing to say, but let's just say it, there's no reason that somebody with a learning disability can't also be a great artist.
Absolutely not. No reason at all.
So what kind of things do you do? Is it ceramics, watercolours? I mean, you went through the list there. Is there one kind of specialism that the charity looks at in particular?
No, well, we've got these separate studios, and so we offer the specialism in a particular field like ceramics or wood carving or printmaking. And it's really up to our students, really, what they'd like to do.
What medium they feel most
comfortable
in.
Yeah.
So you're taking part in Cambridge Open Studios this weekend, the 7th and the 8th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about that.
Right, well, Cambridge Open Studios is taking place the whole of July, and we open this weekend. So everybody's been working hard at Rowan, just tidying up, organising and making sure that we can welcome the public. And so we open on Saturday and Sunday, between 11 and 6 each day.
And what could people see if they come along?
Well, each studio will have examples of their work out. Some of our staff are also exhibiting their own work. And some of our students will be there to talk to. And so we've got lovely premises as well. So come along and chat to the people. We're more than happy to welcome everybody.
And will some of this work be on sale?
Yes. There is a lot of work up for sale as well.
And you also do commissioned work as well. So presumably if somebody saw something they liked, they could commission something else.
Yeah, exactly. Woodwork, we receive quite a lot of commissions, actually. We make anything from small things to, you know, woodland burial ground, headstone type things. And we've got wooden labyrinths at the moment, which are very popular, finger labyrinths. And then, you know, we've been making stuff for the university or botanic gardens or, you know, those sort of things.
Must be very satisfying to see your work on display elsewhere, the work of people.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, people will be familiar with Milton Country Park, for instance. We've got quite a large piece there that was commissioned. As you come in, you'll see that, a beautiful big oak piece. Yeah.
Oh, excellent. Milton Country Park. Is there anywhere else in the city where we might see the work?
Oh, goodness, everywhere. Shire Hall. And then everywhere I go, I run into things. Long Road Sixth Form.
Great. It's all over the city. That's fantastic.
All over, yeah.
So Rowan is open. It's Humberston Road, 40 Humberston Road.
Mm-hmm.
And you're open, as you say, Saturday and Sunday from 11 till 6. It's 40 Humberston Road. And we can find out more about the work of Rowan generally on the website rowanhumberston.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
And what about your background, Des? How did you get involved with Rowan?
Oh, right. Well, the opportunity came up just when I was looking for something. But I've been there for 13 years now. And I've got a background as a primary school teacher. originally, but I also went to art school. And I've also had my own businesses in the past. So I'm using all these sort of skills, you know, around bookkeeping and managing people, as well as the art. And and there's the teaching side of things as well.
Over 13 years, you must have seen the charity develop quite a bit.
Yeah, it has. When I started, we had 6 staff and about 20 students. And the building itself was smaller than at that stage. And now we've got just over 70 students and 22 staff. The whole sector's changed hugely as well. You know, the amount of fundraising we have to do has really increased. And the amount of money we actually get from government to provide services has decreased over that time.
Well, we know you do good work because you're a charity of the month here on Cambridge 105 Radio this month for July, and it's lovely working with you. So the rowanhumberston.co.uk is the website address. 40 Humberston Road will be open. You can go and look around the studios tomorrow and Sunday from 11 till 6. Thank you very much, Des. Lovely
to talk to you. Absolute pleasure. Thank you.